Well, the Biden administration is letting Iran off the hook for nuclear weapons, or are they? That's what the Wall Street Journal is reporting. Could this be, not because the Biden administration is soft on Iran, but because the U.S. has never actually found evidence of Iran's nuclear program, despite launching a cyber attack on them, despite looking over under every single couch cushion they can think of? Now, this photo here is very misleading because they're telling you that this is Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, looking at a model of a nuclear facility in Tehran in 2023. They want us to think that what he's looking at is nuclear weapons facility. Only Iran has told the world many times, including the United Nations, that they are making nuclear power facilities. And in fact, so the photo we just saw was in March of 2023, or I'm sorry, it was in 2023. But in March of that year, the International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA director, went to Iran to inspect their nuclear enrichment program. And he said, yes, we know they're enriching to 60%. They are complying with all checks. We can account for every little bit of uranium. We're all good here. Now, this was in March of 2023.
Have, for example, the enrichment activities up to 60% been in detail, technical detail, or have you been discussing this with the heads of state you have been meeting regarding that it is hardly to explain an enrichment program to this extent with a non-military enrichment program? Have they been able to give you an explanation for that?
Well, in fact, they don't need to give me an explanation of why they enrich at 60%. What we need to ensure is that we have the necessary ability to inspect the activities there. They enriched at the levels that they declare. There are certain parameters, as you know, between an inspected state and the IAEA. They tell us this is what we are going to do, and then we perform the necessary inspections. So in that regard, in terms of motivations and reasons, which I believe is a little bit behind your question, we don't discuss that. For us, what is important, the only thing that matters is that we are able to inspect, that we are able to account for every gram of enriched material that is there. And this is the spirit of the exchanges. And we have been working satisfactorily in that regard. There have been other types of issues, and as you know, but they are not directly related to this particular issue.
Okay, so think about this for a second. The United Nations obviously serves their paymaster, the United States. They do what the United States wants, mostly, right? I think we can all agree.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And so the United States really wants a war with Iran. They have been sanctioning Iran for decades over a nuclear program, so much so that they launched a cyber attack on Iran, Stuxnet, under Bush and Obama together. And the IAEA, despite being in the pocket of the United States, still cannot find evidence that Iran has nuclear weapons. And this is him saying, we don't see it. We've never actually seen it. So then why sorry, go ahead.
When that guy was asking that question, was I the only one that, like, just the way he was wording the question and asking the question felt to me like he was kind of leading, like, we can't go to war at 60%. Are you sure? That it's 60? Because we go to war at 60%.
80%? Yeah. Are you sure it's not 80%? Because then we could go to war, right?
Right. Or we really not like that? And he's like, actually, they're complying with all inspections. We would love them to not, so that we can give you a reason to go and attack Iran.
And then you threw in there the, like, and their motivation doesn't matter because the math is there.
Yeah.
Like, what more do you want? We did the math. It's all right there. We're able to inspect it. Like, what do you want? We want 80%.
Well, it just mean more. And it drives me absolutely mad. Yeah, it drives me absolutely mad that we have, like the United States and the UN is going to dictate what these other countries can do as far as making weapons. And it's like, if you don't listen to us and do exactly as we say, we will drop nukes on you. Like,
right. You better not have nukes or you're going to get nukes.
Right.
Yeah.
Or we will nuke you.
Like, right. And I would like to remind you later in this segment about all the nukes that Israel has. So we don't mean it. We only mean it for Iran. So, okay. So If the IAEA says they are getting satisfactory answers to their questions about uranium from Iran, then why are we worried about Iran having, why do we keep pushing this issue? Look what the journal says, that on Monday, the IAEA, is this agency they're talking about, reported that Iran's stockpile of 60% highly enriched uranium rose from 20.6 kilos to 142.1 kilos as of May 11th. But they said they were going to keep enriching to 60%. So that's not a shock if you were listening last year. So we're, I guess they're assuming that you weren't, that you have no notes to refer to. So you're thinking, oh my God, more uranium enrichment, that proves it. So see the words that I've highlighted here on the screen is that, well, the officials say that this could be a problem. They fear that it could make us more volatile. European diplomats are warning about what would happen. This is not data to go on, you guys. This is exactly what we expected, which is more uranium enrichment at 60% and some scary hypotheticals. So that's wild and, you know, also ridiculous. So they're saying...
Also, they're...
Please,
well, they're kind of getting in there. It looks like they're highlighting the amount. They went from 20.6 kilograms to 142 kilograms, but it's still 60%.
Yes.
That's like taking, if you dilute something by 5%, and then you add more of a 5% dilution to it, you just have more of the same thing.
Yes.
So it's not any worse to have more of it.
No.
It's the same thing.
If it were above 60%, then we might say, okay, what's going on there? Why do you need that?
When you read this Wall Street Journal piece and you see the notes that Natalie highlighted there, this is how you manufacture consent. Like, you're witnessing it in the mainstream media publications, how you manufacture consent for war.
I mean, if I were an editor at the journal, I would say, there's nothing to go on. You have no named sources. You have no increased percentage of enrichment. And you have no motivation and no proof of weapons. So take this back.
No, this is manufacturing consent. You don't need proof. You don't need proof.
Yeah.
It's saying they could. So a good journalist would be like, so what you're saying is they also could not, right?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
It's like,
right.
Yeah. So if the words you have to choose from are could, maybe, might, possibly, don't write the damn article. You don't have any information. You haven't figured anything out yet.
Yeah.
Haven't you learned from weapons of mass destructions, babies and incubators, you know, getting an entire country to go to war and kill a million people and spend tens of trillions of dollars on completely destabilizing the Middle East.
Right. So what are they trying to program you here? What are they inviting you to believe? Is that Iran could be really scary. We don't have proof. We've been looking for 2 decades, but it really could be. So just brace yourself, because if we have a war with Iran, you know we're going to support Israel. That's what they're eventually supporting, that warming you to. That if this gets ugly and Israel's done some bad things, they've killed some diplomats, they've killed some global leaders, and they've bombed some embassies. But look, there's this hypothetical that Iran's the bad guy. We didn't find it, even with our own Stuxnet cyber weapon. But you got to be warm to the issue that if we need to pounce on Iran, that's what we got to do if Israel demands it.
Snowy in our chat, thank you for your $10 super chat, says, why aren't Israeli nuclear weapons inspected?
Bam.
They're funny. Yeah. What's amazing about that, too, is that Dwight Eisenhower warned John F. Kennedy about Israel getting nuclear weapons. It was not well known. It was actually secret. We weren't supposed to even know it, but Eisenhower knew that that was the case, that they did have nuclear weapons. Israel was lying, and then Israel lied directly to JFK's face. He flat out asked them if they have nuclear weapons, and they lied right to his face.
Right.
They're not allowed to talk about it.
I said right. I didn't know that. That's
You're not allowed to talk about it. You're not allowed to admit that they have nuclear
weapons.
Okay,
well, we're going to talk about
it
in just a
second. I was going to say, don't they usually refer to that as the worst kept secret on Earth?
Yes. That Israel has nukes.
I think that's how they officially, yep.
Yep. I would just like to go over quickly, though, how much we have tortured the people of Iran with sanctions of mass destruction, going on no evidence that they've ever had nuclear weapons. And this comes from this super evil book called The Art of Sanctions. This book is flat out diabolical, but the author tries to make the case that sanctions against Iran during the Obama years worked, he says, better than any sanctions programs against Iraq, because he did it better, obviously, and because Saddam Hussein was such a crazy person that those sanctions would never have worked because Saddam Hussein was so such a pathological weirdo, basically. Leave out for a second that Saddam was a CIA asset. And there was no weapons of mass destruction. The fact that the U.S. also launched the world's first government-led cyber attack against Iran's centrifuges with Israel, by the way, Israel helped us do that, may be the explanation for why those sanctions worked, or the fact that they just never found proof, even though they've been looking. I don't know. What do you think? Also, Iran never retaliated for that cyber attack. But here is what this author high fives our... us collectively, is that the result by most measures was a tremendous success. He's super happy about doing this to the Iranian people. Iran's economy and went from GDP growth of 3% to a 6.6% contraction between 2011 and 2012. And unemployment and inflation remained in the double digits. That's awesome. We tortured them by making sure that people couldn't feed their families, couldn't buy antibiotics, making sure that people did not actually raise themselves out of poverty. That feels good, right? We're happy doing that.
There's so many people that they're like, oh, just put sanctions on them. Like, it's just this, you know, passive thing that they do. And they don't understand that children die. People yes. die under sanctions yeah. because they can't get things that they absolutely need to survive. So
yes, it like is antibiotics. An act of war. It absolutely yeah. is. Or insulin or things like that. Mm-hmm. It's pure evil. And if you want to read about the mindset of someone who literally is evil like that, then read that book, but get it from the library so that guy doesn't make any money.
Randy in our chat says, are you guys seriously supporting Iran?
No, but I'm saying that nobody was supporting Iraq, but there were no weapons of mass destruction.
What we're saying is, do you want to be led into a war? Do you want Americans to die in the Middle East for something that they're manufacturing consent over? Just like weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.
Right. There were no weapons there. We have not found the nuclear weapons in Iran. Do you still want to buy that bullshit? That's what we're asking you. If you do, go ahead. But again, the proof is not there.
Right. Because you're basically having an opinion like, oh, you guys are supporting Iran. But when there's nothing there supporting that they're doing anything wrong, why would you want to just willy-nilly support sanctions and support evil things that are happening to innocent
people
if it's not true?
Right. And think about it this way, because if another global power decided that the American government was evil, which they could easily do, and then they decide that you and me as American voters and American citizens need to suffer, how would you like that? How would you like the other side? I mean, we care because we're humans. I think that's why we care.
I think watch Jeffrey Sachs' great interview with Tucker Carlson over the past few days. It was part of his like members only exclusive. I think it's now maybe public. I'm not sure. But anyway, Jeffrey Sachs lays out all of these wars that we've been dragged into, these fake wars with using false flag events and lying to the American people to bomb and destroy Syria, to go into Serbia, right? To destroy, to bomb Belgrade. And for 78 days, carry out a NATO war in Belgrade to try to create Kosovo out of thin air, basically.
Right.
So we can build military bases there. I mean, how many more times are we going to be lied to? Like, you might hate Iran. That's up to you. You can hate Iran. You can hate China if you want to. But do you want Americans to go there and die? What are they doing to you right now? What is Iran doing to you right now? We have a wide open southern border in the United States, where you have tens of thousands of illegal immigrants coming across the border right now, and many of them on the terror watch list coming into the country from countries that we've literally bombed and destabilized. Like President Trump said the other day, why the hell are we bombing Yemen?
Right.
Well, now we have Yemenis coming across the southern border in the United States.
Yeah.
I mean,
even go back to World War II. Like, the United States has been able to convince people that the Russians, who lost way more than America did in that war and were the ones that actually liberated the Jews, that they're the bad guys, and people still believe it.
Oh,
NATO
yeah.
was created because propaganda of that, because they wanted Russia to be an enemy when they weren't.
Propaganda right. is very, very strong, and there's a lot of stupid people. But on this show, we don't suffer fools, and that's why you watch the show, and hopefully we can have a conversation about these things. But at the heart of it is, we don't want to go to war. We don't want Americans to die in the Middle East because of some fool's errand that the deep state wants us to believe.
Right. Do we say, oh, well, we really should have supported Saddam Hussein when we were being lied to about weapons of mass destruction? No, Saddam Hussein killed people for the CIA. My love for that person is not really very strong, but we tortured that country based on a lie. I remember what that felt like, and I'm not going to do it again. If you want to, go ahead or find me some proof that there are that the nuclear enrichment program is for weapons. Those are your two choices. Do it if you want because you think that feels good, or find the proof. That's all you got. Right. So right. Otherwise, F off.
Brett Green in our chat says, Clayton, I am ticked also. I'm furious about it. And we're being lied right into another world war right now. Iran is a part of this nexus that they're trying to bring us into war against Russia and Iran and to take control of the Red Sea. And they're manufacturing consent in your newspapers to try to make you believe this crap.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go back to the point, that awesome super chat about Israel having nukes, because we've known this, like Philip says, is the worst kept secret in Washington. And how did we know this? I want to remind you of the story of Mordecai Vanunu. He was a whistleblower from Israel who worked in nuclear bomb factories and revealed this in 1986. And then what happened to him? He spent 18 years in prison, even though he violated no law on the books in Israel. He says he was subjected to extreme cruelty, including solitary confinement. In Israel, they call him a traitor, and they have never let him leave. But Amnesty International has spoken out on his behalf as what they call a prisoner of conscience. He was released from prison in 2004, but put back in several times for what they called violating his parole. He has sought political asylum many times in Norway, and the Norwegian government decided against it at the last minute because they worried about making enemies of Israel. He sought asylum in Sweden, same story. He's been trying to leave Israel for all these years, now over 20 years, but the High Court continues to prevent that. So all this to say, we know that Israel has nukes, and we know that it's torturing and violating the human rights of this whistleblower. So America's so-called, you know, whistleblower protection is one of our core values, but we don't care about this guy. Also, it is against the UN Charter of Disarmament to provide weapons to countries that have nuclear weapons. So maybe we want to look at that before we continue sending arms to Israel. Oh, no, but we don't care. But back to Iran and the story we're being told. Why then is the U.S. exercising caution when it comes to not sanctioning Iran? Why? Back to this headline. Is it because we've learned our lesson? We can't prove that they're enriching it above 60%. What's important here is to remember that we are being sold a bill of goods about weapons to go to war with Iran if it's necessary to support Israel. And we have to pay attention to the truth about weapons if we want to avoid another weapons of mass destruction. So let us know what you think of this in the chat, and if fires you up.
Really quick, want to point out that General Wesley Clark pointed out that after 9/11, back that far, that Iran was last on the list of the United States to hit. So it's like this has been planned out for a long time. They have wanted this. And truthfully, since the 50s is when we started messing around with Iran.
Well, we really do not. I mean, if we lose this argument here, shows like ours, which are calling out this BS and hopefully educating you that this is the case, and they're using this as a story to try to get us into war, they're going to have to look elsewhere. They're going to have to come up with something else in Iran to justify their attacks on Iran. So look for other false flags, look for other, you know, USS Liberty moments that they will use to try to drag the United States into war. Keep your eyes out for it. We always try to call out the false flags here on this show as best we can when we see them.
And just so you know, a nuclear weapon requires uranium enrichment of 90%. And we don't see that yet. And the United States government wants it so badly that they can taste it so that they can sell you this war, but we haven't seen it yet.